Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gravel Junction podcast, your meeting place for all things bikes, adventures, and the stories that follow. I'm your host, Charles Detmer. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Gravel Junction podcast. Bit of a different intro for you today. I'm actually walking the streets of London as we speak. It's a beautiful bluebird day here in London. Autumnal, so pretty chilly, but I figured why not take advantage of a bit of sunshine. The winter is coming, gonna end up north of the wall, so let's take advantage. So that's exactly what I'm doing, walking the streets of Brixton right now. Gonna go find a coffee, and then we're gonna unpack a couple things from this past weekend, because there were a few events on. One particularly gravel weighted event, which I think, well, there's a lot of hot takes, a lot of opinions on this one, and I'm just going to maybe touch on a few nerves and see who bites back. So, hope you enjoy the show. Okay, so best intentions. Went to the coffee shop, had a very nice coffee, but there was construction, so I had to leave. Then went and found a lovely sunny spot, out of the breeze, English sun on the face. But every 30 seconds, there was a plane flying over about to land in Heathrow, or a train, or bus. So, okay, it's London. Unless I'm sitting in the middle of a park somewhere, I'm going to have that ambient noise. So, cut my losses, headed back home to the studio, and that's where we are. And let's have this chat. This past weekend, UCI Gravel World Championships. There were some strong opinions about this particular event, from the course to the UCI's involvement to the equipment, due probably to, I guess some would say, the not so challenging course. So I try to be as impartial as possible with this going right. There's no doubt when there was first mention of the UCI entering gravel, and I have spoken about this on the show before, people were up in arms. And I wouldn't say I was up in arms, but I certainly raised an eyebrow, and many were on their soapboxes waxing lyrical about how the UCI will ruin gravel with its rules. And there is every chance that could happen. I'm not going to say that's not going to happen. But at the same time, it kind of got me thinking. In the same breath, everyone's always going on about gravel is what you want it to be. The spirit of gravel. That slogan. Oof, I think it starts to make people angry, that particular phrase. But it's true, right? The whole point, and I talk about it a lot on the show, is it's a low barrier to entry. It is what you want it to be. That's why it's taking off like it is. That's why people are loving their gravel bikes, so they can ride on the road and then, oh, there's a path and off they go. The UCI knows this. It's a business. It's lucrative. They want some of that American pie, gravel pie. It's what they're really after. And I think that's the long game, right? Is to get into this lucrative market, both sides of the Atlantic. And so this course, yeah, it was a pretty conservative UCI move an onlooker's perspective. You know, I don't know enough about the internals to know exactly why, but when I turned on the coverage and I see Gianni Vermeersch and Daniel Oss rolling at 50 k's an hour, 52 k's an hour on a tar road in their beautiful white road shoes, I'm like, I feel like I've seen this movie before. Enter Strada Bianchi. No, so yes, it was a very road heavy track, and due to that, you had maximum 33 mil tires, you had white road slippers on the feet, and road bikes for a lot of the competitors. And it's probably why the road guys did so well. Okay, maybe not. I think what we also answered here was gravel pros versus world tour pros. I think there's still a difference. Even if you had to have this course a lot more track technical, I don't know about you, but you put Matthew van der Poel in Unbound, he's still going to be up there. You know, an engine is an engine. Athletic ability is athletic ability. Yes, I don't doubt that if it's a technical course, it will weed out some of the less technically able. But if you've got a Belgian or a Dutch rider who grew up on cyclocross, pretty sure they're going to be able to handle themselves. So that was something, that was one takeaway I definitely took from this, that, you know, you look at the top 10, top 20 big road hitters. Speaking of top 20, shout out to Matt Beers from South Africa, 17th, finishing up there with quote-unquote big boys, because he is an engine himself. He was up there early on causing all sorts of spice, which was great to see. So congrats to Matt on that, on the race. But anyway, going on, Spirit of Gravel, where do we go to from here? I should say at this point, I love bike racing. I love all kinds of bike racing. So to be able to turn on and watch a gravel race with the likes of Mathieu van der Poel, Van Avermaet, all these big boys going at it, it was great. And same in the ladies. I mean, let's quickly talk about, you know, what happened on the weekend. I'm sure you would have seen. So Gianni Vermeers won the men's ahead of Daniel Os and Mathieu van der Poel. Gianni Vermeers, Mathieu van der Poel's Alpecin Phoenix teammates, judging by the smiles and the hugs at the finish line, Mathieu looked genuinely chuffed for his teammate, which was cool to see. Very in the spirit of gravel, we could say. And then Pauline Ferrand-Prévot, I'm going to try that again. Pauline Ferrand-Prévot, doing her utmost not to butcher that name. Pauline collected her fourth rainbow jersey in 2 months, because why not? I mean, four rainbow jerseys in 2 months? That's right. She took the cross country, the marathon, and the short track mountain biking this past summer as well. So, as I say, big hitters were at this event because this is a legitimate title. This is a UCI rainbow jersey. They don't just give those away. They don't, you know, and I can see it from a competitor's point of view. Well, as a non-competitor, but I get it. It's like Gianni Vermeers goes to bed tonight in his rainbow jersey. That's a big deal. That's something you can't take away from him. I just hope that for us, the spectators, I think as much as we say we want gravel to be whatever it wants to be, we have created a bit of a genre in our mind, you know, but it's murky waters. Road racing is road racing. Cyclocross is cyclocross. Cross country mountain bike, all these elements of cycling have carved out their own definition of what they are. Gravel is still very new, still deciding what it is. And a lot of it is a mix. I mean, you take Belgian Waffle Ride, those guys are riding 28 mil tires, pure road bikes. Like, literally, that's it. And it's kind of, oh, that's a quirky race. No one says anything. With this, I get the UCI doesn't, you know, they have a reputation. I understand why there's a bit of heat. I really can. But what I am hoping is that each year they can adjust the course sufficiently to really embrace that so-called spirit of gravel. Like, are we going to have short, chunky races, longer endurance races? You know, you think of your Unbounds, you think of your Leadvilles. They're so different. And European gravel is different to American gravel. But I still think they want some of that American pie and will do so accordingly. How many years do you think before we see a UCI World Gravel Championships in the States? I'm guessing not too long. But overall, enjoyed it. I'm glad it happened. I'm glad it exists. And I think judging by the caliber of rider, they take it seriously too. So that's good. But let me know your thoughts. I think I'm going to open up a Slack channel or a Discord or something like that where we can get some thoughts back and forth, because I'm no doubt there are people that, if they're still listening, are totally disagreeing with me. And that's fine, because in the spirit of gravel, we can have our opinions. Like a flannel rainbow jersey with handlebars. The handlebar bag should be the prize. There's no doubt. A handlebar bag with an AeroPress and a coffee grinder should certainly be the prize for World Gravel Championships. But okay, that's enough about that. There were other races this past weekend. I'm sure we're not a road cycling podcast, but as I said, I love all cycle racing. And last monument of the season, Il Lombardia, POG destroyed it. UAE destroyed it. POG won. Yeah. So that's the wrap up of the last monument. Philippe Ogana, freak. New hour record. Total freak. He's probably going to break it again. And there we have the wrap up of the world hour record. That is my world this weekend in cycling. As for me, I went for my first gravel ride, group gravel ride here in London. The wonderful North London Dirt, follow them on Instagram, organized a ride hosted at Via Italia, which is a new bicycle space at Cold Drops Yard in King's Cross, London. It's just this incredible space with beautiful brands. One of those places you walk in where you see nothing you need, but everything you must have, with amazing coffee and big television to watch cycling. Yeah, it's kryptonite. It's what that is. It's kryptonite. So with also Park Sports, Mission Workshop, they will also help supporting the event. 185 riders pitched up for this, I think I saw on their Instagram, which was amazing. It was so cool to see so many guys and girls out on the road, out on the trails. We were given the GPX files, head out. We all met in the morning, had our coffee, had our pastry, and wandered off at our own pace to meet back in the afternoon for a beer and discussing war stories. It was the perfect weather and just everything that encapsulates the spirit of gravel. Okay, that is the last time I'm going to say it at the show, I promise. What else have we got coming up? This coming weekend, Bespoke UK, handmade bicycle shop, a bicycle show, which I'm really excited about. We're going to be there as the Gravel Junction, as press. That's right, we're going to have press passes. Which is going to be great because we get to have early access to all the people exhibiting and all the builders and brands, and look to bring you that next week on the Gravel Junction podcast. But I think that's about it for now. I'm going to look to do more of these little news and roundup shows because I just like talking about cycling and I want to talk to you, the listeners, more often. I hope you enjoyed it. As always, you keep riding. We'll talk soon. Bye for now.